Okay, Sunday morning, 6:9:19. This little teaching is called As They Went. First scripture I want to look at is Luke chapter 17. Verse 14. Well, let's go to 12 there. And as he was going into one village, he was met by 10 lepers who stood at a distance. They raised up their voices and called, "Jesus, Master, take pity, have mercy on us." And when he saw them, he said to them, "Go and show yourselves to the priest." And they went and they were cured and made clean. All right, the kingdom of God consists of healed, rich, whole, joy, peace, righteousness. To partake of it is really based on your thinking. John said, change your mind for the better. The kingdom of God is at hand. What caused people to miss out on Jesus' message? Their thinking. What they thought about it. Change your mind. Proverbs 23:7, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. It's already done, yes and amen, but you must think so for manifestation to begin. Do you have a mental list about your situation that holds you back? You know, I talked about that earlier, about the, you're lying, you're running, well, I, you know, instead of yes, 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 yes. If all were well in manifestation, how would you act? If all were well and you had perfect, total manifestation and whatever you're asking God for, how would you act? Well, whole, rich. This is supposed to happen before. You believe before you receive. That's what he was, the lepers. He said, go show yourself to the priest. Did they have any proof? No. They had no proof, but they acted on his word. Okay, I'm going to read a few little of, this is one of the best little books, especially in the area of healing. This is about childlike faith. At a meeting in Oklahoma, a gentleman came up to me and said that he was so hard of hearing that he couldn't hear it thunder without a hearing aid. Well, I laid hands on him and his ears were perfectly healed. He could hear. I saw him 5 years later when he was 77 years old. And he still didn't need a hearing aid. I saw him another 5 years, after another 5 years, when he was 82 years old, and he still was all right. Not only that, but when I laid hands on him at the age of 72, he could not walk by himself. He had a cane that he walked with, but he couldn't even walk with the cane anymore. He couldn't walk 12 or 15 feet without falling. His daughter, who was with him, had to hold him up. The doctor said he should be in a wheelchair. The doctor told him at his last examination that it would go from his cane to a wheelchair, from the wheelchair to the bed, and from the bed to the grave. There was nothing medical science could do. We laid hands on him in the name of Jesus and believed God. He believed God too. We took the cane away from him and he walked a steady, straight line. At the age of 82, he was still walking without a cane. I remember that when I dealt with him, it was almost like dealing with a child and that he believed everything I told him. We all need to have that kind of childlike faith. The law of faith. At the same meeting in which I had laid hands on the 72-year-old man, I laid hands on his pastor. But the pastor did not receive healing. 5 years later, he began to resign. He was decided to resign his church. He said to me, "I've had this physical condition for so many years, and I just can't get healed. I feel like I'm doing the church an injustice because I can't do my job properly. I'm just going to retire." He was in his mid-50s. He did retire, and I never heard of him again. Someone might ask, "Well, why could you get that church member healed but not the pastor?" I'll tell you exactly why. When I dealt with the pastor, I laid hands on him, prayed for him, and asked him the same questions I asked the man who was a member of his church. The pastor heard me talk to the man. He saw the man healed. He knew his physical condition. He knew that there was nothing that could be done from a medical standpoint, that it had to be supernatural, yet the pastor sat right there and missed it. Why? He was too much in the mental realm. Spiritual things were not real to him, even though he was saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and pastoring a full gospel church. Why didn't God just go ahead and heal him? Because he was such a good person. God operates by certain laws. One of those laws is the law of faith. The pastor didn't work that law. I said to the pastor when I laid hands on him, will you be healed now as I lay hands on you and pray? He said, Brother Hagin, I sure hope so. Well, I said, you won't be. He responded, I'm not going to say I'm going to receive something when I don't know whether I am or not. I said to him, let me ask you a question. I held up a hymnal and said, let's say this psalm book I'm holding is mine, and let's imagine that there are some songs in there that no other book psalm book has. You're a pastor, and you'd like your congregation to learn some of these songs, but the songbook is out of print, so I decide to give it to you. It's yours. Would you say, I don't know whether I'm going to receive it or not. I hope I am. No, I'd just reach out and take it, he said. Well, when it comes to spiritual things, you can't reach out your physical hand and take it. I said, but there is a man living inside your physical body, your spirit man. The Bible calls him the hidden man of the heart or the inner man. The inward man has a hand too. It's called the hand of faith. He said, well, I'm not going to believe I have something I can't see or feel. There's that mental list. He wanted to see it first. He wasn't trusting in God with all his heart. Instead, he was leaning to his own understanding. He was relying on natural human reasoning. To me, I think it's even wrong to ask God for healing. He's already done it. Hasn't he? I said to the pastor, well, you go sit down and do without healing because you'll never get it as long as you're thinking that way. And he never did receive healing. Now, if he had changed his thinking, his believing, and his talking, he would have been healed. What's the Lord saying in all of this? He's saying, this little man that had childlike faith, he said, you can walk now. Okay, throw the cane away and just keep walking. There's that confidence that what God said in his word, he'll do. And walk in it. I can remember the times that I've sought the Lord and I knew that I was healed. It was like there was no more worry. There was no more mental list. It was like, and I didn't give it any more thought. Just kept on walking. As they went, they were healed. I think that's all.